Do you remember coming just as you are to Christ? Do we remember all the shame and how unworthy we felt? And then we asked the Lord for forgiveness. We felt the heavy burden being lifted off our shoulders. For some of us, it was the first time in our lives we felt that someone truly loved us. We found someone who would look past all our shame and show us love. And even after we experience the Lord, we still fall prey to sin. We find ourselves feeling ashamed and disgrace, even though we know God's word. Our sinful nature still drives us to take up sin so we can feel ashamed and fall away from God. But God the Father, through Christ Jesus, extends himself to receive all who repent so we are not ashamed before him. So let's go through not ashamed. When we truly come to God, there's this sense of shame that is heavy upon us. We feel it when we first give ourselves to God. We feel it after we have turned away or after we turn our backs on God. We realize what a dreadful thing we've done. Then we turn back to the Lord, seeking his forgiveness, repenting of our sins. See, when we decide that we should stand up and be bold for God, we have to make sure the Lord is truly on our side and directing our steps. Otherwise, we may become ashamed and be disgraced and have to go before those we spoke boldly to about the Lord, asking them for help. But if God is truly with us, we don't have to turn to our enemies for help. We can fast and petition our God, and he will answer our prayers. We don't have to feel ashamed if we're being led by God. See, but when the things cause us to sin, when that causes us to be defiled before God, we have to turn and recognize our shame and disgrace. We have to recognize our sins, knowing that our guilt has reached the heavens. See, if we don't acknowledge our shame and confess our sins, we won't be able to lift our face up to God. The Lord won't receive our prayers. We feel ashamed because we have delighted in the ways of the rebellious toward God. We have lived in disgrace because of the lifestyle we have chosen. See, those who are rebellious, those who continue in sin, those who have forsaken the Lord will be broken and perish. See, even though many are not living right before the Lord, he's still there remembering his covenant and his promises, hoping that we remember our ways and be ashamed of how we're living before him. The Lord continues to demonstrate himself to us so that we may know that he's still God. So we remember our shame and never again open our mouths in rebellion towards God. Then the Lord will provide atonement for all our sins we've done. See, we have to recognize our evil ways and when our deeds are not good. We should feel ashamed and be confounded because of the ways we are living are not like Christ Jesus. Go with me to Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 31 and 32. We must humble ourselves before the Lord so we can see ourselves clearly and overcome our shame. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 31 and 32 says, "Then you remember your evil ways and wicked deeds. And you will loathe yourself for your sin and detestable practices. I want you to know that I'm not doing this for your sake, declares the sovereign Lord. Be ashamed and disgraced for your conduct, O house of Israel." We feel ashamed. See, we place our hands over our mouth and cover up our ears as if we're deaf. We recognize our sins as we stand in fear of the Lord our God. But who is like our God, who pardons sins, forgives the transgressions of his people? Lord, do not stay angry with us, but delight us in showing us your mercy. We can't be deceived. We must allow the anointing that we receive from the Lord to be our guide. It's the anointing that teaches us concerning all things. This is the truth and not a lie. We must abide in the Lord so when he appears, we have confidence and not ashamed before him. He's coming like a thief. The word of God said, "Blessed are those who stay awake and stay clothed so they may not be naked and be shamefully exposed before the Lord." See, for us to grow and mature in the Lord, we cannot try to hide our shame and disgrace before God. We come to the Lord just as we are. That includes all the disgraceful things we have done. Through the blood of Christ Jesus, we're forgiven. But the pattern of sin that brought us into disgrace and shame still is active in us. And how can we live in Christ Jesus when we carry out such behavior? We have to confess our sins and repent of our sins. Forgiveness It's not automatic, see. Otherwise, once again, our shame and disgrace will build upon us, and the Lord would have to remind us of our guilt so we would repent. And some of us are very good at hiding our shame and disgrace, but we can't hide it from God. We must repent. Some of us Christians have no shame. We're not ashamed of our loathsome conduct. We have no shame at all. We don't even blush. The word of God says some will fall among the fallen. They will be brought down when the Lord punishes them. The Lord says, go ahead, stand at the crossroad and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask for ways that are good and walk in them. And then we'll be able to find rest for our souls. But we say we will not walk in the ways of the Lord. The word of God says, woe to the oppressor, the rebellious and the defiled. They obey no one, nor do they accept correction. See, they do not trust in God, nor do they draw near to God. Their preachers and their teachers are arrogant and prideful. They're treacherous people. They profane the sanctuary of God. They do violence in God's word. The Lord, he is righteous. He does not do any wrong. Morning by morning, the Lord dispenses injustice. Every new day, he does not fail. Yet the unrighteous know no shame. See, there's many churches that the word of God says are doing more harm than good. Many come together as a church to create division. They try to create a difference between churches and show which one has God's approval. When they come together for the Lord's Supper, they eat while others remain hungry and they get drunk. They despise the hearts of God. They humiliate those who have nothing. Should they receive praise for their shame? Certainly not. Too many Christians these days are just idle, waiting on the Lord to bless them. We're not busy doing the Lord's work. We become busybodies, the word of God says. We should urge them in the Lord to settle down and earn the bread they eat. See, those who refuse to do their part, we should have nothing to do with them in order that they may feel ashamed for their lack of effort. We don't regard them as enemies, but we speak to them as sisters and brothers in the Lord. We encourage them in the Lord to be active in their faith. But many have no shame. They love pleasure and carousing in broad daylight. The word of God says they are blots and blemishes, reveling in their pleasure while they feasting with believers. They have no shame. They left the straight way and wandered off to follow shameful ways. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 15. Are we humble enough to admit our shame? Are we too righteous-minded to confess the shameful things we do as Christians? Have pride and arrogance lifted us so high we have no shame? We must repent. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 and 15 says, they will be paid back with the harm for the harm they have done. Their idea of pleasure to carouse in broad daylight. Their blots and blemishes reveling in pleasure while they feast with you. With eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They're experts in greed. They're a cursed brood. They have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Babel, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. Those who have no shame or blemishes, they go about without the slightest qualm. They are shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without rain. They are blown along by the wind. Autumn trees and without fruit, uprooted, twice dead. Where the God says that they are wild waves of the sea, foaming up their shame, wondering stars from whom the blackest darkness has been reserved forever. See, the Lord makes a way for us not to live in shame and disgrace before him. The Lord counsels us to buy from him gold refined in the fire so we can be rich, so we'll be clothed in the glory, so the shame of our nakedness will not be revealed. The Lord will anoint our eyes so we can see ourselves as we are. The Lord says, as many as he loves, he rebukes and chastens. We must be zealous and repent. See, we need the Lord to cover up our shame, but we cannot be ashamed of God. But the Lord makes it plain to us, if we are ashamed of him in front of this treacherous and adulterous generation, the Lord will be ashamed of us before the Father and his angels. There's nowhere on this earth you and I should ever be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It does not matter the circumstances. It does not matter the situation. It was the power of the gospel that changed our lives. How can we stand ashamed of God in front of our friends and family? In the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. In the gospel, there is righteousness by faith from first to last. Word of God says the righteous will live by faith. We cannot be ashamed of the very thing that saved our lives. Child of God, we have to stand up for Christ in God's way. We cannot be ashamed of the word of God. We have to know how we lived before and how we were so bound by this world and sin. Was it not the word of God? Was it not the power of God? Was it not the blood of Christ Jesus that set us free? We cannot be ashamed of that which is leading us into holiness and eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We cannot turn and be ashamed of our salvation before others. See, if the Lord has given us authority to do work in his name, we cannot boast. We must do the will of God and not be ashamed of it. We can't just look at the surface of things like those who love this world. We belong to Christ Jesus. We cannot be ashamed of the work he's done and is doing in our lives. This is by God's will. No matter what we have to go through, whether from false motives or true, we will continue to preach and share Christ Jesus to others. It does not matter. Whatever happens to us will turn out for our deliverance. See, we will in no way be ashamed of the work that God is doing in our lives. We forever allow Christ Jesus to be exalted in our bodies, whether by life or by death. No one, no situation, no circumstances can cause us to be ashamed of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. See, if we have to suffer to walk with the Lord, we're not ashamed. If we're able to rejoice in the Lord, we're not ashamed. It's the purpose and will of God in our lives. There's no way we're going to be ashamed. Go with me to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 10. Is there a situation, is there a circumstance or a relationship that is causing us to be ashamed of the work that the Lord is doing in our life? He saved us and called us into a holy life. Well, we're ashamed of our salvation. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10 says, "So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in the suffering of the gospel for the power of God who has saved us and called us into a holy life, not because of anything that we've done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given in us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but is now being revealed through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Our confidence in the Lord has to be sure. Though we may suffer for a little while, we must know in whom we believe and be convinced that the Lord is able to guard what we have entrusted in him. We must keep the good deposit that we have placed in us and guard over ourselves with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. More than anything in this world, you and I want the Lord to declare our name in the presence of the congregation. Lord, we're not ashamed. We place our trust in you. Lord, we want to be where you are, to be among the children that God the Father has given you. We're not ashamed of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus. See there, in Zion lays a chosen and precious cornerstone. And those who trust in him will never be put to shame. Lord, we're not ashamed. We will not reject the Lord by disobeying the word of God. See, there can be no situation, there can be no circumstance, there can be no relationship that makes us hide our relationship with Christ Jesus. There can be no place where we're ashamed of the word of God. There can be no place where we're ashamed to be a Christian. There can be no place where we're ashamed to speak God's word. See, too many times we're willing to hide who we are in Christ Jesus, but to our shame, our Lord will be ashamed of us before the Father. Boldly, we must demonstrate that Christ lives in us every day and every night and every hour, even on the weekends. We're not ashamed of Christ no matter what type of relationship we're in, whether personal, work, casual, or family. We're not ashamed of the work that Christ has done in us. All glory belongs to God. We've been called, we've been set apart for Christ Jesus our Lord. We cannot be ashamed. The Lord has prepared us to answer anyone for the reason we have such hope. The Lord has taught us to be gentle, to respectful, and keep our conscience clear so those who speak badly about our Christian lifestyle may be ashamed of their ungodly lifestyle. And we suffer as a Christian, we're not ashamed. We praise God that we can faithfully bear his name, knowing that the judgment day will begin with the family of God. We're not ashamed because of our overcoming everything and be able to give God all the glory. We commit ourselves to our faithful Creator. We continue to do good. See, if we remain in fellowship with Christ Jesus, He will see our courage. We will not shrink back. So the Lord is not ashamed of us. It will be worth it. We have been changed. We have suffered. We have been mistreated. We have been called all types of names. But we're not ashamed of the day the Lord called us and we answered His call. We faithfully started our journey toward the kingdom of God. We are a child of God Most High. We're not of this world anymore. Our lives are in the hand of our Lord Christ Jesus. We're not ashamed to be called a child of God. The Lord suffered and died so we could experience freedom and salvation. We were lost and unashamed of our lifestyle before God, but we have been changed. We're being transformed. We're maturing each day so we can stand up for Christ God's and His righteousness and sing of His praise. We're not ashamed of the saving hand of the Lord changing our lives. Praise God, He's worthy to be praised. By His power and might, we can experience salvation. Praise the Lord. We cannot be ashamed of the work the Lord has done in us and through us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We walk this earth without any shame, with our heads held high, full of pride and arrogance. And even after you accepted us, we still live without any shame of our sinful and disgraceful lifestyle. Lord, you open our eyes and showing us how shameful we walk before you. You continue your love for us, clothing us in your salvation, clothing us with your glory. Less of me, Lord, more of you, Lord. We need your glory, Lord. Wipe away our shame today, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord Jesus. We need your glory. Cover up our sins so we can praise your holy name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We stand unashamed of the God's word, unashamed of God, of the gospel of Christ Jesus. We're not afraid. Boldly we stand unashamed of God. Boldly we do the work of God. We're not ashamed anymore. God has received us. We understand what the Lord has called us to do. We walk in His glory, in the presence of Christ Jesus, unashamed, clothed in His glory. When you and I fall away, when we repent, we understand, Lord, we must look at our shame and come before you and repent of our sins, God. You will lift us up again. You'll dust us off, God. You'll cover us once more in your glory, in your power and the might of your, in your Holy Spirit, God, that we can then do your will. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're not ashamed of being a child of God. We're not ashamed of being called a servant of the Lord. Lord, help us stand. We'll give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.